Welcome to Happyful Finding What Works, a podcast navigating mental health and wellbeing support so you can find what works for you. I'm your host, Kat Nichols, writer, content creator, and curious navigator of all things wellness. Sit back, relax, and let's find what works for us. Hello everyone and welcome to another Exhale episode here on Finding What Works. Today you're in for a real treat because we have Sarah Wheeler, who is a Reiki teacher and practitioner, talking us through a yoga nidra practice. So last week, Sarah joined our conversation about trauma, talking through some of the different things that supported her, including holistic practices like yoga nidra. So if you haven't already, make sure you head back into your podcast app and give that episode a listen before you explore this really lovely practice. And please do ensure you're not listening to this while driving. Give yourself the time and space to fully appreciate it. I'm going to leave you now in Sarah's capable hands. Please enjoy.
Hello. Welcome to this yoga nidra practice. My name's Sarah, and I'm going to be guiding you today. Firstly, I just want to say to you, give yourself a literal or metaphorical thumbs up for carving out some time to dedicate to yourself and for experiencing rest. You'll want to take part in this practice in a place where you won't be disturbed. So that could be laying on your bed, you could lay on the ground, you might even like to make what's called a yoga nidra nest. And that's done by gathering lots of really comfy things. So you might have pillows or even a yoga bolster, various blankets, and anything that you can put together to support all the areas of your body. But it's enough just to have a folded blanket or cushion behind your head. But also know that you can practice yoga nidra sitting up if you prefer to. And you don't even have to close your eyes if that doesn't feel good today. So feel free to pause this recording, gather any of your bits that you need for nesting material from around your place. And whenever you're ready, we can begin. Starting to notice all of the places where your body connects with the supports, either being seated or laying back. Becoming aware of the space at the back of your head and wherever it connects. The length of the back of your neck. The whole expanse across your shoulders. The length and width of your back. Your arms and hands supported. Low back, your buttocks, the length of your legs, wherever your feet are, sweetly, kindly drifting your attention onto the front of your body. Allowing your awareness or your attention to settle for a few moments at the belly. And allowing even just 0.5% of softening into your belly. And attention drifting upwards now onto the center of your chest. The heart space, and welcoming in 0.5% more softening all over the center of your chest. And staying a moment more to witness and receive this place where your body is at rest. All of the connections that have you be supported. allowing your attention to drift to notice any sounds. It could be the sounds that are immediately in the room with you, sounds that are outside, maybe even the little sounds that might get picked up on this recording. Awareness drifts to the sounds and we just let them be there. Letting awareness move from sound to sound. Beginning to call your attention, your awareness more inward now, and letting your attention land on your breath. You don't need to try and change your breath. We just let it be how it is. If the breath is short, let it be that way. If it's longer, smoother, let it be like that. You might notice the delicate, natural rise and little inflation of your belly. So you breathe in, and the slight subsiding or shift in energy as you exhale. So on your own, for probably just under a minute now, witnessing the rise, the fall, these tides of breath as they come in and out. Beginning to create some change now with your breath. So the idea is that you allow your inhale and exhale to roll in and out of your nose. You can let your lips be lightly touched together, softening the tongue in your mouth. And you'll be enticing your inhale to last for your count of four, and the exhale lasting for the same count of four. Continuing to let these tides of your in and out breath last for your count of four for just under a minute or so. Any effort with this pattern of breath just fades into the background and allowing the breath to come back into its new neutral. And shortly, you'll begin to count down one number, starting with each exhale. Starting at the number 13, counting down one number with each exhale. Wherever you've come to you with this counting, now let that go. Giving the body permission to fall asleep. Giving the mind permission to fall asleep while consciousness remains awake and aware. And we'll begin to rotate consciousness around the body. And at each point that is mentioned, you'll see, feel, or experience a point of rose-colored light. Center at the head, at the midbrain, a point of rose-colored light. The throat center, rose light. Right shoulder, rose light. Right elbow, right wrist, the tip of the right hand thumb. First finger, second finger, third finger, pinky finger, right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, throat center, left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, the tip of the left hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, pinky finger, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder, throat center of the chest, right side of the chest, center of the chest, left side of the chest, center of the chest, navel center, the bowl of the pelvis, right hip, right knee, right ankle, right big toe, first toe, second toe, third toe, pinky toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip, pelvis center, left hip, left knee, left ankle, left big toe, first toe, second toe, third toe, pinky toe, left ankle, left knee, left hip, center of the pelvis, navel center, the center of the chest, deep in the back of your heart, throat center, the center of the head at the midbrain, the right side of your jaw, left side of the jaw, right nostril, left nostril, the bridge of the nose, the space between the eyebrows, the outside of the right eye, outside of the left eye, the center of the forehead, the crown of the head, all of these points together, constellation of rose-colored light. all of these points begin to soften and being blanketed in the warmth of this rose-colored light. Welcoming your breath in just a little bit more deeply. Witnessing the rise and fall of the belly with the breath. Becoming gently aware of sounds that are in the vicinity. And aware of the connections of the back of your body or wherever you're supported. And touching your tongue onto the roof of your mouth and making circles. Connecting your thumbs to the inside of each finger, letting the thumb brush each fingertip in turn. Having an awareness of the right hemisphere of your brain and the left hemisphere of the brain. The right side of your body and the left. And welcoming in tiny movements that feel resonant for you to gradually help you awaken. Of course, if you're using this yoga nidra to help support with sleep, just stay as you are. You're obviously free to shift your position to help you rest. If you feel too, you could touch your hands together, connecting the palms. It's Anjali Mudra. And placing the palms down, one on top of the other, in the center of the chest, your heart center. And witnessing the breath as it touches into your hands. Acknowledging yourself for your practice. And I thank you so much for your time.
There we go. I really hope you enjoyed that moment of restoration. Please do ensure you take care of yourself as you move on with the rest of your day. And I'll be back next week for an episode all about empowerment. Until then, take care.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please do share it with anyone you think may benefit and rate and review the podcast. This all helps our mission of creating a happier and healthier society. To delve deeper into the topics discussed today and to find professional support that's right for you, visit happyful.com.